Enjoy all your favorite sports like never before at BetMGM. Signing up and playing is so easy. Simply sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. When you register with BetMGM, you can get instant access to a variety of parlay selection features, live betting options, and the best daily promotions in the business. And with BetMGM at your fingertips, every play and every game matter more than ever. Place your moneyline, prop, and parlay bets with the king of sportsbooks today. Sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets. If you don't win your first bet, that's right, up to $1,500. Again, sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. BetMGM and GameSense remind you to play responsibly. 21 plus and present in Ohio, subject to eligibility requirements. Rewards are non-withdrawable bonus bets that expire in 7 days. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER in partnership with MGM Northfield Park. That's 1-800-GAMBLER.
2/3 of Americans are at risk to experience a blackout. Are you ready to protect your family? Well, you could be with the Patriot Power Solar Generator 2000X. This new solar generator has double the capacity and is expandable, so you can run big appliances like your fridge even longer. And best of all, the new solar generator is fume-free, safe to use inside, and never needs gas ever. Over 150,000 Americans already trust Patriot Power Generators. So go to 4, that's the number 4, patriots.com/Ben to get your solar generator now. You'll even get a solar panel included free. So right now, go to 4patriots.com/Ben. That's the number 4, patriots.com/Ben.
Hey, it's Will Friedle.
And Sabrina Bryan.
And we're the hosts of the new podcast, Magical Rewind.
You may know us from some of your favorite childhood TV movies, like My Date with the President's Daughter.
And the Cheetah Girls movies.
Together, we're sitting down to watch all the movies you grew up with and chat with some of your favorite stars and crew that made these iconic movies happen.
So kick back, grab your popcorn, and join us. Listen to Magical Rewind on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts. Brought to you by State Farm. Like a good neighbor, State Farm is there.
Well, if you're listening to me right now, there's a very good chance that you are enemy number one. Let me give you a headline. White Republicans are more likely to reject the COVID-19 vaccine than any other group in America. So congratulations. If you're white, if you're Republican, you're the problem. If you don't like the lockdowns that we're doing in this country, you are the problem. Democrats have now decided they're going to keep you locked down, and they're going to do it by claiming it's Trump supporters, it's white Republicans. Let's just go all racist on this. They're the ones that are rejecting the science between the COVID-19 vaccine, and that is the reason why the lockdowns will continue in this country, because of Republican Trump supporters who are crazy. These headlines, by the way, over the last 24 hours are amazing. Another one, public health experts worry about Republican resistance to getting vaccinated. New polling shows a significant amount of hesitancy about getting the COVID-19 vaccine among Republicans. Again, you are to blame. And of course, Dr. Fauci, the doctor that no one can question, that who was elected by no one, is the person telling you all of this data that is to make you the bad guy as a conservative, as a Republican, as a white person. Dr. Fauci, the United States' top federal infectious disease expert, and other scientists now estimate that 75 to 85% of Americans need to get vaccinated in order to bring the coronavirus pandemic under control. New polling, however, has revealed a major problem, they say, to achieving that goal: hesitancy to take the vaccine among Republicans. Fauci has now come out attacking Republicans, calling the reluctance, quote, disturbing and representative of a line of thinking that makes absolutely no sense. But three recent polls suggest a number of Americans, particularly those with conservative leanings, prefer to wait to get vaccinated or plan to not take the vaccine at all. Insert CBS News's attack on conservatives. In a poll conducted between March the 10th and March the 13th, which found 33% of Republicans say they won't get the vaccine when it becomes available to them, while just 10% of Democrats said the same thing. Let me explain to you this survey real quick, and I'm going to take this poll at face value, okay? I think there's probably others who'll do some digging and find out that this poll was maybe skewed in one direction or the other, but I'm not even going to deal with that. Let's just take it at face value. You want to know why 33% of Republicans are questioning the vaccine? Because we actually use our brains. I'm serious. That's what it really comes down to. Democrats are like sheep. Democrats, if you tell them to do something, they'll do it. If you tell them to stay home, they'll stay home. If you tell them to file for unemployment, they'll file for unemployment. It doesn't matter what it is. If you tell Democrats to do pretty much anything, they will do it. If their leadership comes out and tells you to get 50 vaccines in your right arm on a Tuesday, they'll go do it. Democrats are sheep. They don't think for themselves. They follow their leader, which is Biden, which is Harris, which is people like Bernie Sanders, which is also Fauci. That's right. They will just do whatever you tell them to do if you are their leader and you are their party. We know that. It's obvious. Look at how they vote. I mean, Joe Biden will go down in history as being the most popular president in history when it comes to votes, number of votes gotten. Give me a break. Now, there are people that say, well, I don't believe the numbers. I do, because the sheep followed what they were told to do, their master. We told them, the media told them, the left told them, the politicians told them, orange man bad, go vote for the other guy, and they did. That's what they did. So I'm not surprised that only 10% of Democrats are willing to think for themselves. I also think there's a lot of conservatives out there that are going to wait a little while to see what happens around the world before they just jump in line and get this vaccine, especially if they are at lower risk. But what Democrats have now done is they've said, you are the problem. When they say you, I want to make that clear what they mean by you. Republicans, they are going to justify keeping us locked down, taking away our rights, because they say Republicans are the ones that are holding us back. If all you Republicans would just go get in line and would go get vaccinated, then we would be able to open up. But we can't open up because of you, the Trump people, the white people. Let's talk about this racist headline from BusinessInsider.com. White Republicans are more likely to reject COVID-19 vaccine than any other group in America. That is a racist headline. You could not write that about Asian Americans or Hispanic Republicans or Black Republicans, right? Or Black Democrats, I should say, or Asian Democrats or Hispanic Democrats. You can't write that headline, but it's about white Republicans. Write it all day long. More than half of white Republicans said they were unsure or would not take the COVID-19 vaccine. Another headline reads, still, Black and Latino Americans are getting fewer vaccines and dying at higher rates, it also says, implying that white people are to blame. 3 months into the COVID-19 vaccine rollout in the U.S., another headline reads, rates of vaccine acceptance have steadily climbed for Black and Latino Americans, but staying low among white Republicans. So we're going to keep you locked down because of the white Republicans, folks. Early polls about vaccine attitudes in the U.S. reveal Black Americans were more likely to be vaccine hesitant compared to other racial and ethnic groups. Noting this gap, public health officials initiated national and local vaccine outreach efforts targeting minority groups. But vaccine acceptance campaigns so far have failed to address who may be the most vaccine hesitant group at this point in the rollout. White Republicans. Okay, so let me just get this straight. You want to say I'm the problem of COVID-19 when I'm the one that was in favor of lockdowns, when I was the one in favor of closing the border, when I was the one in favor of local municipalities having the rights to decide what's best for them. And now you want to blame me so that you can keep the economy shut down? That's what you want to do? Really? Here's another headline from Yahoo News. Poll, 50% of unvaccinated Trump voters say they will never get inoculated for COVID. How Biden hopes to change their mind. Guys, this is how disgusting the media is and how close they worked with this White House. All of these different headlines come out indicting white Republicans, Trump supporters, unvaccinated Trump voters, saying they will never get inoculated. And they're going to say this is the reason why we couldn't lift the lockdowns, because of the Trump supporter, because the white Trump supporter, because the Republican Trump white supporter. This is racist bigotry, plain and simple. all because we ask questions and we don't follow like sheep what leaders tell us to do, especially when these same leaders are the ones like Dr. Fauci told me, got to wear 2 masks. Wait, masks don't work. Got to have 6 feet apart. Wait, now the guidance is going to change to 3 feet apart in our schools. Then they said, oh, just wear it for 2 weeks and then it'll flatten the curve and then we'll be fine. So we did that and it didn't work. You want to know why white Republicans are not jumping on the bandwagon so quickly? Because you guys have lost all credibility with us as Republicans, as conservatives. And we also know that Dr. Fauci hates us. Why am I going to trust a guy that hates us?
Enjoy all your favorite sports like never before at BetMGM. Signing up and playing is so easy. Simply sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. When you register with BetMGM, you can get instant access to a variety of parlay selection features, live betting options, and the best daily promotions in the business. And with BetMGM at your fingertips, every play and every game matter more than ever. Place your moneyline, prop, and parlay bets with the king of sportsbooks today. Sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. That's right, up to $1,500. Again, sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. BetMGM and GameSense remind you to play responsibly. 21 plus and present in Ohio, subject to eligibility requirements. Rewards are non-withdrawable bonus bets that expire in 7 days. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER in partnership with MGM Northfield Park. That's 1-800-GAMBLER.
Two-thirds of Americans are at risk of experiencing a blackout. You could be one of them, sitting in the dark and cold for hours, for days, maybe even weeks. Are you ready to protect your family? Well, you could be with the Patriot Power Solar Generator 2000X. Folks say this new solar generator from Four Patriots is worth its weight in gold. Why? Because this generator has double the capacity and is expandable, so you can run big appliances like your fridge even longer, or other devices like your electric blanket, your microwave, your RV, air conditioner, or even an electric wheelchair. You also get 12 outlets, including 4 AC outlets, so you can power more devices at once, and 2 USB-C outlets, which can charge your phone 20 times faster than a regular plug. Best of all, the new solar generator is fume-free, safe to use inside, and never needs gas ever. Over 150,000 Americans already trust Patriot Power Generators. So go to 4, that's the number 4, patriots.com/Ben to get your solar generator now. You'll even get a solar panel included free. So right now, go to 4patriots.com/Ben. That's the number 4patriots.com/Ben.
Hey, it's Danielle, Will, and Ryder from Pod Meets World. Thanks to our friends at Hyundai, we were able to record a very special episode for you guys at the one and only, wait for it,
Boy Meets World House.
Take a listen.
We are lucky to be sitting with Alan and Amy Matthews in the flesh, William, Rusty Russ, and Betsy Randall.
Yay!
Thank you. Thank you.
Yes.
When those legends get here, let me know.
You're here. You're here already.
No.
We didn't either when we were watching this.
That's the thing. That's
we
the
didn't
problem.
Realize it until we started getting into seasons 3 and 4. And now we're like, oh my God.
You were both so good on the show and we missed it because we were young.
We were kids and so self-involved.
Egomaniacs and didn't realize how great you were.
We've talked about it. I think you just assumed everybody was as good as them. And,
right.
and then
right.
you get into, right. as you grow up and you work with other actors, you realize how lucky we were to have you guys.
This has been brought to you by the fully electric Hyundai Ioniq 5. New episode out now. You can listen wherever you get your podcasts.
Tucker Carlson has decided to take on Dr. Fauci and his hatred of conservatives and his hatred of Donald Trump and him trying to now blame white Republican Trump supporters for the COVID-19 pandemic staying alive in America because we actually ask questions before you stick a vaccine in our arm. Doesn't mean that we're anti-vax. Means we're asking questions. We're looking to see what's happening to others that are getting the vaccine. We're not blind sheep like the Democrats. And if you want to know why so many, quote, white Republican Trump supporters have not gotten vaccinated or are more cautious, it's because we don't believe you anymore. Dr. Fauci has been wrong so many times that anybody else would be fired, yet he is a darling of the left because he undermined Donald Trump, and they're like, oh, keep this guy on. He's amazing. Dr. Fauci has been wrong on so many different things, from masking to double masking to triple masking to social distancing to flattening the curve in 2 weeks. The guy's been wrong all over the place, and I would be okay. I want to make this clear. I would be okay. I really, really, really would. With Dr. Fauci, I would have a little bit more respect for Dr. Fauci if Dr. Fauci would ever admit that he's actually wrong. And we just come out and say, hey, we got that one wrong. Hey, we screwed that one up. Hey, that was a disaster. But he won't do it. Instead, he continues to hate on conservatives and Trump supporters. And now I'm telling you, they're going to roll this out. Be ready for it. They're going to say they can't lift all the lockdowns. They can't get our kids back in school in liberal areas because of Trump white supporters. They refuse to get the vaccine. So we still have high numbers and it's all their fault. That's what they're saying. They're laying the groundwork for this. You don't like the fact that we still got you locked down? Then you should yell at Trump supporters because they're the ones that aren't getting on board. They're the ones that you should be afraid of. They're the ones keeping it alive, COVID, in this country. Now, listen to Dr. Fauci on what he had to say about social distancing, and then you're going to hear Tucker's comments. It's brilliant.
Physical separation, whether that's avoiding crowds, whether that's staying 6 feet away from people.
If you stay 6 feet apart with masks, you can do whatever it is you need to do. Of course, it sounded so simple. And that's why every elevator you get into, every airport check-in line you see, every convenience store has on the floor 6 feet apart on stickers. It's not hard. Just change every part of your life, every interaction you have with another human being, and it's totally fine. It's not a big deal. In the state of Washington, high schools tried their best to comply with Anthony Fauci's pronouncements. Here's how one school adapted its band practice to conform to German germ research from the 1890s.
Wenatchee High School finding a socially distanced solution to get the band back together. These so-called pods set up in the band and choir rooms, individual students getting inside, zipping themselves in, and then removing their masks to play their instruments or to sing.
Getting less oxygen is good for you. So get inside your little plastic pod like freeze-dried people. It's dystopian. The morning show presented it in some chirpy way like, isn't this great? It's not great. It's horrifying. But the kids had no choice. The science was settled. That's what we were told. Well, it was settled until last Wednesday when the Journal of Clinical Infectious Diseases found that the law of 6 foot social distancing isn't actually real. It's not a law. It was a guess and it's wrong. Researchers looked at coronavirus case rates in the state of Massachusetts, the school districts there, schools that required 6 foot social distancing, and compared those with school districts that required only 3 feet of social distancing, and there were some. Researchers found there was no statistically significant difference in coronavirus cases between the two. And it wasn't just for students, it was also true for adult staff members. The study also controlled for coronavirus rates in the surrounding communities. It was not shoddy research, it was real. And here's the conclusion, quote, lower physical distancing policies can be adopted in school settings with masking mandates without negatively impacting student or staff safety, end quote. So this has massive implications, but mostly for people like Tony Fauci, people who spent the last year assuring everyone that the science is clear. So if you had spent the last year saying that, insisting that 19th century German hygiene research was the last word on social distancing, if you'd staked your rapidly diminishing credibility on that fact, wouldn't you apologize now that the fact turns out to be a lie?
By the way, this is exactly the point that I was saying to you just 2 minutes ago. You want to know why Republicans are less likely to get the vaccine is because we are still not sure we trust anything you're telling us. And if you at least admitted when you got it wrong and said, guys, we were doing the best we could with a global pandemic. We were trying everything we could to keep you safe. We didn't have hardly any research on any of the guidance we were giving you, but we were trying to keep you alive. And we're sorry when we get it wrong. I might be more willing to just go get in the line. But now the media has turned on us, right? Because, and again, their headlines. Their headlines, white Republicans are more likely to reject the COVID-19 vaccine than any other group in America. That's a racist headline from Business Insider. Another headline, more than half of white Republicans say they were unsure or would not take a COVID vaccine. Whites are less likely to get a COVID vaccine compared to black and Latino Americans that are Republicans. Here's the other one. Public health experts worry. That's right. We're turning all the public health experts against Republicans, against the stupid Neanderthal Republicans that voted for Donald Trump. We are going to make them public enemy number one in this public health crisis. Vox headline. Public health experts worry about Republicans' resistance to getting vaccinated. New poll shows a significant amount of hesitancy about getting the COVID-19 vaccine among Republicans. You want to know why? Because we're not sheep. Yahoo News, new poll out. 50% of unvaccinated Trump voters say they will never get inoculated for COVID. By the way, that's not what the actual poll says. They're lying to you. But who cares? Let's throw it up there anyway. Let's make Trump white supporters public enemy number one. Do yourself a favor real quick. Seriously, do yourself a favor. I want you to go and Google COVID Republicans. NBC News, why are so many Republicans refusing to get the vaccine? Why are Republicans less likely to take the vaccine? A new poll out, and they do a whole story on this, like an entire story. Why are so many Republicans hesitant? You are the problem, folks. You are the issue. You don't believe me? How about NBC Nightly News? Yeah, the Nightly News. This is how they're coming after you. Public enemy number one. Republican white people that voted for Trump.
Medical center in New Jersey. I met so many who'd been desperate to get a vaccine appointment.
It's overwhelming, and I feel that I'm lucky.
But there are also millions rejecting it.
Well, I'm not getting the vaccine because I'm honestly not scared of the virus.
I don't trust the vaccine at all.
Many of them white conservatives like Gina Militello.
White conservatives. Many of them white conservatives. Yes, the white conservatives. That's who you should hate right now. They're the ones that you should despise in this country.
Hello, she's a mom of four who works in a school and voted for former President Trump.
Public health officials and scientists and leading doctors are saying we should get this vaccine. Why are you so concerned about it?
I don't think that it's 100% safe and effective. And I believe that the risk is worse than what the benefit would be.
You're concerned that it hasn't been tested enough?
Yes.
A new poll.
By the way, I love, you want to know what's under her name? This is how scumbaggy the media is. When this mother of four who works in the school just for asking questions, right? All she's doing is asking questions. Her name, Gina Militello. Under her name on NBC Nightly News, it says, quote, Republican refusing COVID-19 vaccine. She never once said she will never take it. She said she's asking questions. NBC News actually puts up a under, you know, usually they say like who you are, right? Like a concerned parent, concerned mother, concerned teacher. No. We don't give any of that under her name. We're going to put her name out there and make sure you understand she is public enemy number one. She is a quote that's under her name, Republican refusing COVID-19 vaccine. You Neanderthals, we told you, you're the one that's going to kill us all. By the way, why does the media care so much if the vaccine's so good? I'm asking a scientific question now. Why do you care if I get the vaccine or not? If you've got it, you're supposed to be protected based on what Dr. Fauci said. So why does it matter if I do or don't get it? I'm the one that will die, not you, right? Because you're vaccinated, you're fully vaccinated, and you've gotten part of your freedoms back. Remember, we'll tell you what you can and can't do after you get fully vaccinated. That's our President Joe Biden who told you that this week.
Enjoy all your favorite sports like never before at BetMGM. Signing up and playing is so easy. Simply sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. When you register with BetMGM, you can get instant access to a variety of parlay selection features, live betting options, and the best daily promotions in the business. And with BetMGM at your fingertips, every play and every game matter more than ever. Place your moneyline, prop, and parlay bets with the king of sportsbooks today. Sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets. If
you don't win your first bet. That's right, up to $1,500. Again, sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. BetMGM and GameSense remind you to play responsibly. 21 plus and present in Ohio, subject to eligibility requirements. Rewards are non-withdrawable bonus bets that expire in 7 days. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER in partnership with MGM Northfield Park. That's 1-800-GAMBLER.
Two-thirds of Americans are at risk of experiencing a blackout. You could be one of them, sitting in the dark and cold for hours, for days, maybe even weeks. Are you ready to protect your family? Well, you could be with the Patriot Power Solar Generator 2000X. Folks say this new solar generator from Four Patriots is worth its weight in gold. Why? Because this generator has double the capacity and is expandable, so you can run big appliances like your fridge even longer, or other devices like your electric blanket, your microwave, your RV, air conditioner, or even an electric wheelchair. You also get 12 outlets, including 4 AC outlets, so you can power more devices at once, and 2 USB-C outlets, which can charge your phone 20 times faster than a regular plug. Best of all, the new solar generator is fume-free, safe to use inside, and never needs gas ever. Over 150,000 Americans already trust Patriot Power Generators. So go to 4, that's the number 4, patriots.com/Ben to get your solar generator now. You'll even get a solar panel included free. So right now, go to 4patriots.com/Ben. That's the number 4patriots.com/Ben.
Hey, it's Danielle, Will, and Ryder from Pod Meets World. Thanks to our friends at Hyundai, we were able to record a very special episode for you guys at the one and only, wait for it,
Boy Meets World House.
Take a listen.
We are lucky to be sitting with Alan and Amy Matthews in the flesh, William, Rusty Russ, and Betsy Randall.
Yay!
Thank you. Thank you.
When those
legends get here, let me know.
You're here. You're here already.
No, we didn't either
when we were watching this.
We didn't realize it until we started getting into seasons 3 and 4. And now we're like, oh my God.
You were both so good on the show, and we missed it because we were young.
Kids and so self involved.
Egomaniacs. And didn't realize how great you were.
We've talked about it. I think you just assumed everybody was as good as them. As you grow up and you work with other actors, you realize how lucky we were to have you guys.
This has been brought to you by the fully electric Hyundai Ioniq 5. New episode out now. You can listen wherever you get your podcasts.
So back to this mother who decides to go on NBC News to give a face to mothers who are not jumping on the bandwagon of just automatically getting a vaccine, asking a few questions. And NBC News puts her up on national TV last night, Gina Militello, and underneath it says, Republican refusing COVID-19 vaccine. She never said she would not get it. She never said that. She never said, I'm refusing to get it no matter what the science said. She said she's asking questions. Nope. We're going to destroy you, woman. We're going to turn you into the white, crazy, stay-at-home mother, who happens to maybe work at a school, who voted for Donald Trump. And we're going to slander the hell out of you because you are the enemy of all the people of the United States of America right now. Here's more of NBC News telling every American to hate Trump supporters who actually ask questions about vaccines.
And I believe that the risk is worse than what the benefit would be.
You're concerned that it hasn't been tested enough?
Yes.
A new poll finds nearly half of Trump voters do not plan to get the vaccine, compared to just 10% of Biden voters. Dr. Melody Weaver runs a clinic in rural Idaho.
You have people believing that masks don't matter, the vaccine's a conspiracy, and maybe they're out to get us.
It's a huge concern for Dr. Paul Offit, who serves on the FDA panel that approved the vaccines.
And this country needs everyone to get this vaccine, right? Or at least a certain percentage of people to eventually get to herd immunity.
You're right. We need about 80% at least of the population to be immune.
Dr. Ashish Jha is at Brown University.
It's politicized now. You hear people say, I don't believe in this administration. I don't believe in these vaccines.
Yeah, this is one of the more disturbing things in my mind, kind of disturbing turn of events.
Give me a reason why. I love how they say this. You know, this is termed political. Who made it political? You guys did. You went out and did a poll based on politics and COVID-19 vaccine to slander conservatives and Republicans and Trump supporters because we are not stupid and we're not sheep and we ask questions before we stick a vaccine in our arms that has been slammed as fast as it could happen. Which, by the way, the funniest part about this whole damn story is the fact that Operation Warp Speed was done by Donald Trump. Isn't it hilarious that we're even having this conversation right now? Without Donald Trump, we wouldn't have any of these vaccines. Without Operation Warp Speed, we wouldn't be where we are today. But that doesn't mean, and again, it goes back to this. Donald Trump is the reason why all of these people are getting these vaccines right now. It doesn't mean that we have to just take the shot blindly and not ask questions or wait a little bit and see what happens around the world with these vaccines. But of course, grab me Brown University School of Public Health Dean, Dr. Ashish Ja, and he says, well, it's disturbing what is happening now in this country. It is incredibly disturbing, these Trump supporters. We wouldn't have any of this without Donald Trump. He's the guy that did the vaccine, you idiots. He's the one that said, get rid of all the red tape. Let's move quickly. We need to have a vaccine. The world needs a vaccine. America needs a vaccine. We got to roll it out quickly. There are people that need it, and then you get to decide what's best for you, risk-reward. Why do you think so many older people are taking the vaccine? Because they understand that if they do get COVID, they could die a lot easier than younger people. See, the difference between Democrats and Republicans is Donald Trump said, we'll get the vaccine as fast as we can. We'll break down the government barriers and get us the vaccine quickly and roll it out and call it Operation Warp Speed. And I'll be responsible for that. But he also didn't say, I'm going to mandate you take it, which is exactly what the media and the Democratic Party is advocating for right now. That's the difference between Democrats and Republicans. We believe in freedom and science. They believe in dictatorship through science. Regardless of what the science actually says, they get to pick and choose what science they say is accurate or appropriate. And you want to know another reason why I don't trust the Democrats when it comes to their science? These are the same dumb A's that are telling me that a man is a woman and a woman is a man, and I must accept that as fact. That there is no gender in this kind of a man or a woman, and we're gender neutral with everything, and that men should be actually going into women's sports. So yeah, I'm going to question you on any of your medical scientific advice, because you guys are so dumb. You actually believe that a dude is a chick and a chick is a dude. Sorry, I don't jump on your bandwagon on this crap. Maybe if you guys acted more normal, I might believe you. But remember, this is not about the vaccine anymore. This is about the public enemy, which is Trump supporters and white people in the conservative movement.
I don't believe in these vaccines.
Yeah, this is one of the more disturbing things in my mind, kind of disturbing turn of events. There's nothing political about this virus. The virus doesn't care if you're a Democrat or Republican, and the vaccines work just as well for Democrats and Republicans.
For me, as a scientist who's also a Christian, this is an answer to a lot of prayers.
Public health officials are targeting conservative media, and a new public service announcement features former presidents, including Republican George W. Bush.
It's important for our fellow citizens to get vaccinated.
But not Donald Trump, who got his vaccine privately.
What if your employer says you need to get the shot before going back to school?
I would have to find another job.
Why is it so important for every one of us to get this vaccine?
My message is really simple. We want to put it behind us. We want to get our lives back. We want to be able to see family and friends. The best and only real way we can do that is if most Americans get vaccinated.
Make that choice, because not to make that choice is not only to put yourself at risk, but to put everyone with whom you come in contact at risk.
So there it is. A doctor has told us, get the vaccine, shut up, get in line, be a sheep. Don't ask questions. And if you want to know why we're still dealing with COVID next month and the month after, we're going to blame the white Republicans that refuse to get the vaccine. Acting like there's no one out there that's not a white Republican not getting the vaccine. I go back to the point that Tucker was talking about that I mentioned earlier. you want to get some trust with the American people, Dr. Fauci, then maybe you should actually come out, stop being so political and attacking Trump supporters, and actually admit when you're wrong based on science, because you've been wrong a lot. I have a really hard time trusting you on anything because of all that I just mentioned. And that's exactly what Tucker's saying. Why would anybody with a brain trust you knowing how much you've been wrong, even on social distancing rules? Why would anyone trust you? No one should trust you based on the fact that you've never admitted you're wrong on so many different things.
Fauci didn't apologize for the fake science he's imposed on the entire country. He just nodded and kept going. There's this new study from researchers in Massachusetts just out this week. It found no significant difference in coronavirus spreading in schools where there was 6 feet of distancing versus 3 feet of distancing. But that six-foot requirement, that's one of the main hurdles to reopening schools.
Right.
Does this study suggest to you that 3 feet is good enough?
It does indeed.
Yeah, it does. Not a big deal. Just kind of kept an entire generation of kids from learning anything. We'll just move forward with the new science. Now, the charitable interpretation of the clip you just saw is that maybe Tony Fauci is finally learning something about science, because despite what they tell you, science is never final or absolute. There is no settled science. That's an oxymoron. Real scientists adjust their conclusions based on the evidence, which is always changing. They ignore partisan considerations. But Tony Fauci didn't. If he had, he would already have known this, because the study in the Journal of Clinical Infectious Diseases was not the first study to reach this conclusion. In fact, back in June of last year, one of the leading scientific journals in the world, The Lancet, not a small publication, came out with a study on social distancing, and it found this, quote, "For the general public, that would include schools, evidence shows that physical distancing of more than a meter is highly effective." Oh, so 3 feet was enough in June. They just didn't tell us that. Other medical experts were saying the same thing. In fact, last summer, Dr. Mark Escott, the medical director for the Austin Public Health System, put it this way, quote, "I know that at 3 feet, there's about an 80% reduction of the transmission of the disease." So it's not actually new information. It was ignored information. And we made policy on the basis of bad information, not on the basis of science, on the basis of lies, justified by 19th century research into tuberculosis. So why are they telling us this now? Well, here's one reason: the political balance of the country has changed. With Joe Biden in charge, Fauci's party wants to see the schools reopen because the public wants it. Parents are upset, and they should be. So all of a sudden, they're changing the so-called scientific recommendations. If that seems too cynical to be real, keep in mind they've done it before. Last summer, dozens of public health experts exempted BLM from coronavirus restrictions. Not because science demanded that BLM get a pass, but because they personally supported BLM. The so-called scientific community signed a letter that will live forever in infamy, claiming, quote, "The risks of congregating during a global pandemic shouldn't keep people from protesting racism. The scourge of white supremacy," the letter said, and we're quoting, "is a lethal public health issue that predates and contributes to COVID-19. Oh, it contributes to COVID-19. Oh, so you thought it may have escaped from a lab in Wuhan that was in part funded by the U.S. government with the knowledge of Tony Fauci. So maybe Tony Fauci and the government of China might have something to answer for. But now we learn from the scientific community that your racism caused COVID. Oh, okay. Well, that makes sense.
Remember, you're the problem now. In this country, we're coming after public enemy number one, which is Trump supporters refusing to get the vaccine, who are predominantly white. That's how the Democrats are going to spin their lockdowns and keep them in place. That's how they're going to keep their rules on you. It's your fault. You are the issue. You are the problem. Democrats are getting it. Don't forget, every time someone says this crap, just remind them, Operation Warp Speed was done by a Republican, so please shut up. Donald Trump is the one that got you the vaccine, you idiots. He also took the vaccine. Well, he didn't do it publicly, so therefore he's public enemy number one. He didn't get his vaccine the way that we say he should get his vaccine in front of the cameras. I wonder if anybody in the media would have even covered it. Probably not. By the way, make sure that you go backwards, because we have a whole nother podcast that we did about Dr. Fauci and just how many screw-ups he's had. Make sure you go backwards. Also, as you know, we've been attacked by big tech, silenced by Facebook. So without you guys telling your family and friends about this podcast, it's very hard for us to grow. Please take a moment and screenshot you listening to this podcast. Share that on social media. Share it with your friends, your family. We're also on Telegram and Parler, so you can follow us on Telegram and Parler as well. All right, I'll see you back here tomorrow. Thank you so much for supporting our show. Thank you so much for telling your family and friends about it. See you tomorrow. Two-thirds of Americans are at risk to experience a blackout. Are you ready to protect your family? Well, you could be with the Patriot Power Solar Generator 2000X. This new solar generator has double the capacity and is expandable, so you can run big appliances like your fridge even longer. And best of all, the new solar generator is fume-free, safe to use inside, and never needs gas ever. Over 150,000 Americans already trust Patriot Power Generators. So go to four, patriots.com/Ben to get your solar generator now. You'll even get a solar panel included free. So right now, go to fourpatriots.com/Ben. That's the number fourpatriots.com/Ben.
Hey, it's Danielle, Will, and Ryder from Pod Meets World. Thanks to our friends at Hyundai, we were able to record a very special episode for you guys at the one and only, wait for it,
Boy Meets World House.
Take a listen.
Are there any moments or spots on any of the sets we worked on over the 7 years that you guys felt more at home, that were like your little spots on the set you like to hang out?
I'm afraid it was the sink.
Oh, really? Yes.
Oh, yeah.
You had to act by the sink a lot.
Yeah.
I was behind the counter.
Yeah.
Right. Doing business constantly.
Uh-huh.
Mom stuff.
Uh-huh. And disciplining you in some way.
This has been brought to you by the fully electric Hyundai Ioniq 5. New episode out now. You can listen wherever you get your podcasts.
I'm Jack Armstrong. He's Joe Getty. We're the Armstrong and Getty Show.
We cover the stories the mainstream media ignores.
Stories that are important to your life and important to the world.
The election, of course.
The many trials of Donald Trump.
Couple of wars.
Gender-bending madness.
Why are kids looking at so much social media?
And we bring you the stories the mainstream media is on.
But we do it without the left-wing media spin.
Listen to Armstrong and Getty On Demand on America's number one podcast network, iHeart.
Open your free iHeart app and search the Armstrong and Getty Show to start listening.